more letters from God and His Christ. A right heart bridles the tongue, and a forgiving heart absolves every hurt, bringing peace to the mind. August 8, 2011. From the Lord our God and Savior, a letter given to Timothy. For he and his wife, and for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to his servants, You have been faithful, and from your mouths have you testified of my glory. Yet I tell you, let judgment be no more upon your lips, and cause unforgiveness to pass from your hearts. For I do see these things in you. I tell you, they are there. When a brother or sister has went astray and done that which I said they shall not do, I ask you, what is that to you? Do they not answer to their own master? Judge not another servant, but to your own master be true. Speak not one word concerning those who have hurt you. Say not one more word against those who have betrayed you. Forgive them. Pray for them and seek good things for them when you are alone in my presence. Then let them go their way. Love your enemies and your brothers and sisters in Christ, and pray for those who fight against you. For all answer to me, and not one has done right. No, not one. Therefore, stumble no more in your heart, neither let your tongue cause you to stumble on their account. For all you do shall be accounted to you, whether another hurts you or blesses you. Each is accountable for their own heart, and that which flows from it. Each is accountable for every idle word they speak. Be my examples. Turn not one away in your heart, not one. For even many of these of which you now call enemy, for indeed they have made themselves enemies of God, shall in time come to stand with you, even at your side. For I am he who humbles the proud, and breaks down the haughty, and punishes the evil of heart. I'm separating you out for the harvest, and for great service in my name. Let not your hearts lag behind, nor let your countenances change. Bring your hearts forward, and the rest of you shall follow. Order your speech like David, and conduct yourselves as Daniel. Let your speech express your love for me in every situation, and let your conduct reveal my life in you, in open and in secret. Prepare as though I were coming to take you this very day. Walk with me as though we walk together in the garden already. My servants, I love you even as I love them. Reveal my love in yourselves. Let my countenance be shown upon your faces. Let your knowledge of me speak loudly by word and by deed. Let your lips sing my praises without ceasing. And wait upon your Lord.